Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, March 25th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page 85, the third paragraph down. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. Through one paragraph ending with some definite and valuable suggestions. The comments will be on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Kathy B. for the 12 Steps, Robin B. for the 12 Traditions. The readers of the text are Chanel T., Alex K., and Dana P. The share ID for Monday, yesterday, March 24th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,281. That's 22281. And for this morning's meeting, Tuesday, March 25th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 22283. That's 22283. Our newcomer greeter is Diane D., and the announcements person is Leslie M. And thank you all very much for your service this month and also being subs. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recovery through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kathy B. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy, press star 1 to unmute.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, good, good. Yes, I'm good morning. I'm Kathy B. I live in Oklahoma, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Step 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service today. I pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy B. And I will now ask Robin B. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This is Robin B. in Ohio, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, the loving God, if he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to a compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend OA names to any facility or outside enterprise, lest problems with money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based upon attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve, and I pass.
Mo, we don't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, can you hear me now? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, Mo.
We hear you now.
Yes? Okay. Sorry about that. I'll start over. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and then once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 85, the third paragraph down, the bottom of the page. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation, reading through that one paragraph, ending with some definite and valuable suggestions. The comments will be on that one paragraph only, and I will now ask Chanel T. to get us started. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you, as always, for your service. This is Chanel T. in Washington State. I'm grateful, and I'm a compulsive eater in recovery today by the grace of God. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. Bottom of 85, top of 86, if anyone missed that. It works. I don't know about you, but I always love a good promise. And we've been in the promises quite a bit here. There are so many in the book, so many. But, you know, we came out of the 9-step promises, we came out of the 10-step promises, and here we are. It works. Here's the thing. I'm not looking for just not eating the food anymore, those foods that trigger my allergy and my phenomenon of craving. I'm not looking to obsess over. That's not the only thing for me, or I wouldn't work this hard. I wouldn't work this hard. Telling me it works if we have the proper attitude, right? I need to have the proper attitude and work at it. Well, I don't always have a great attitude, but I show up anyway, and I do this work anyway because I have to. So why? Why? Why would I do all this? Well, for one thing, I'm powerless. In and of myself, I'm powerless, and I will pick up those foods again if I don't have a power greater than myself working in my life in this very specific way. For me, this is the answer. This is the answer. And we talked about step 10 and how we need that spot check inventory. And I am talking about step 10 on page 84, which is where it is directed, where it gives us clear direction so that we can be unblocked, so I can be unblocked, unkinked from the oxygen flowing through to my oxygen mask. Because I need that. Just like on the airplane when they tell you to put your own oxygen mask on before you can do any, be of service to others and put it on someone else. I've got to have that oxygen flowing through freely. So I do these step 10s and I need that. And I need to be fueled and refueled by my higher power through step 11. So we're going to be given very specific, it says suggestions, but they're directions on how to do that with a nightly inventory, which I used to think years ago was step 10. It's not. It's step 11. It's got to mop up step 10 in it, but we'll get to that. Right here, though, promise. It works. It works. And by doing that, which means working all the steps every day, then step 12 becomes possible for me. I can pour out on others because I've got my own oxygen flowing freely through my mask, the oxygen of my higher power. My higher power, that spirit that's beyond anything I can explain and understand. And even when I'm tired, even when I'm grumpy, even when I'm anything where I just don't feel like doing it, I show up and I do it anyway because I want the promises. And I get them every day just by doing these simple, not always easy, but simple actions. I am so grateful for this program. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Chanel T, for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we are on page 85, the bottom of the page. Begins with step 11, suggests prayer and meditation. And we're just reading that one paragraph ending with some definite and valuable suggestions. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Wendy B.
Wendy B.
Deb E. in Israel.
Deb E.
Malka S.
Barbara E.
Malka S. Barbara E.
Diane B.
So I have Wendy E, Deb E, Linda G.
Thank you.
So I have Wendy B, Deb E, Malka S, Barbara B. I think it was Barbara B. Barbara E. Sorry, Barbara. Diane B and Linda G. Let's go with that. Group, it's a nice group of people. Everyone mute except Wendy B. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. This is Wendy B, recovered in Arizona. And what stood out to me this morning in that paragraph is it works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. And to me, the proper attitude is one of humility. You know, I'm taking the role of the actor and letting God be the director. You know, I'm taking the role of the child, and he's the parent, and he's the principal, and I'm his agent. and he's the employer and I'm the employee, and I have an attitude of surrender and willingness, because I've seen this way works best, you know. I've seen this working out in other people, and you know, and God is the director, you know. He does everything he needs to in order to bring about the best outcome in all circumstances, you know, and I get to trust that, and he orchestrates and assigns our individual roles, you know, and as the actor, you know, I get to fit myself to that role, you know, and as his agent, I get to represent God in, you know, to others, you know, in all my affairs, you know, and I'm representing his interest. And, you know, and as his child, he provides for me. He provides shelter and clothing and food and everything I need to survive and grow, you know, and he has unconditional love for me, and he makes decisions in my best interest. And, you know, and as his employee, he provides what I need to perform his work well, you know, and I work for his benefit, and I work under his authority. And, so in my prayer and meditation time, you know, I'm seeking his will in situations, and I'm the situations that I'm presented with every day, you know, and I have to really ask him, you know, what he wants me to do in each circumstance. And, you know, I've tried running the show myself. I've tried, you know, being the director and being the parent and being the boss and all that. And it didn't go well, you know, and I'm just so grateful to stop trying to play God, you know, stop trying to do his part, you know, and just let him take his rightful place, you know, in the throne of my life, and surrender. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you very much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Up next is Deb E., followed by Malka S. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, Mo. Thanks. This is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Madrid.
Deb? I don't hear you. Deb? Well, let's go to Malka S., and we'll come back and see if Deb can get that straightened out. Malka?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, is that Deb?
Is that back? Okay.
All right, Malka, okay. Can you
wait? Yeah,
Deb,
I can wait, though. I don't know.
Okay. All right,
no,
Deb.
I'll wait.
I can hear you now.
Sorry, I just kept hitting star one and nothing was happening. Okay.
Okay.
But you hear me now.
I do. Loud and clear.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Will. Thank you. So, I'm Deb, recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And so step 11, the prayer part came easily for me. It wasn't like a stretch. How I pray and like the prayers I use has evolved over the years, but that wasn't a difficult part for me. For me, meditation just eluded me for years. I think it took about 16 years in program to finally get into a consistent like habit of meditating every single day. And it happened, you know, I'd try a little bit and it didn't work, and then I'd try different things, and I finally got to like meditating on the weekdays, and then the weekend I just couldn't get it done until finally something just clicked and I was able to do it every single day. And I've been doing that for a long time now. And I have a pretty extensive morning routine for step 11. It takes me about 30 to 35 minutes. And there are days where, you know, I really don't feel like meditating, but I do it anyways, because what I've learned from this program is that the stuff that I resist the most is usually the stuff I need the most for my recovery. And it took me years. Like, I feel like just my recovery in general, it's the way I work this program, it's constantly evolving and constantly changing, and getting me closer and closer to my higher power. And part of something else that I was only doing when I had a step assignment for my step study was writing. And even though I've been journaling since I was 8 years old, I was only doing journaling when I had homework assigned. And then that was another thing I wanted to get into a daily practice of. And that happened, I don't know, I just went over this with someone recently. Actually, I was calculating 7 years. It's been something 8 years or so. And what's really nice about it is that's also evolved and changed. And now my writing is really more just an interaction, a conversation with my higher power. And I ask for guidance throughout the day, but I really like having it as part of my writing as well. Asking for guidance or asking questions, and sometimes I do. I started recently doing two-day prayer, and I'm always amazed at what comes out in writing. And even though that's not exactly what step 11 is, prayer and meditation, but I do that as part of my step 11. And now I've totally lost track of time, and I don't think I said anything I planned on saying, but I will pass with that because it's probably time.
Thank you very much, Debbie from Israel. Up next is Malka S., followed by Barbara E. Good morning, Malka.
Hi, this is Malka S., recovered compulsive overeater in Mexico. So I think I just wanted to take this opportunity to just be really honest. Step 11, prayer and meditation. I think that I've been, it's funny because it says it would be easy to be vague about this matter. And I think I've been being very vague about my step 11, and I've not been getting these promises. And I had a bit of a reset yesterday, an experience where, I had to kind of check in with a lot of my program. And so I think that, this is an area where, I really would like to improve on, and, because I'm ready to get these promises. I know that this just, I could be vague about it, and I could, start to think that I'm doing well and things are getting better and I'm following my food plan. But it's not about the food plan. It's about my spiritual condition. And if it's slipping away, then that's problematic for me. And I think that when it comes to resistance, if there's any sort of resistance that I'm feeling, it's usually a fear that I'm having of some sort. What is it? And I think I know where this fear is here. For me, it's that I'm not doing a good enough job, which is sounds so funny because it's not doing a good enough job at praying and meditating. What does that even mean? it's my higher power. It's my God. It's my creator. And he loves me. And he's a loving God. And I've worked these steps and I've read parts of the, parts of the book where it's talks about just that we have a loving God and I am good enough. And it's very helpful for me to admit that and to share that. And I look forward to reaching out to more recovered compulsive overeaters to hear their experience, strength, and hope. And I'm so, so grateful for this meeting. So grateful to be here. Thank you so much, everyone, for your service, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Malka S. from Mexico. Up next is Barbara E., followed by Diane B. Good morning, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Barbara E. in New Jersey, a critical level compulsive overeater. Well, for me, I've got a hummingbird mind, so finding the time to sit quietly and meditate and ask, inviting my higher power, whatever it is, in, was very difficult. I had to find a quiet place and take a deep breath to quiet myself and surrender and say aloud, or at least think it, here I am, higher power, or whatever I'm going to call you today. I'm ready to hear from you and focus my thoughts. And if anxiety, fears, or frustrations come up, regard them. And I have to clear my mind when I'm praying. At one time, all I needed, I thought, was to make a good impression, to put up a false front, but that's all I had. I played the game. If it looked good, it was good. Today, I do that less. The OA path is not always easy, comfortable, or smooth, but it is leading me to freedom. One prayer, one meditation, one meeting, one phone call, one honest share with the sponsor, one tenth step at a time, making an honest assessment of my spiritual blockers and the problems each create, like being super critical, judgmental, dishonest, controlful, fearful, full of expectations, which always led to resentments just waiting to happen. I had to find a new way, cutting away the old growth to make room for new soil. And I needed sunlight, and I had to be willing to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I don't know, will you help me? And everything I think I know, I don't. And to stop worrying about failures, worrying about what will happen if I don't even try. And love is not what you say, it's what you do. So I believe through my prayer and meditation, I can come out saying, I can be enough, I can be worthy, I can be loved, I can love. And I give myself permission to be imperfect. I may take 5 steps forward and perhaps 3 steps backwards, but I'm always slowly moving forward. I can't hide my secrets because they always show up in my life. And I know that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And it might be a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. And courage is doing the opposite of the things that I fear most. And not worrying about failures, thank you, but worrying about if I don't even try. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Oh, thank you very much, Barbara E. from New Jersey. Up next is Diane B., followed by Linda G., and after those two, I will take another lineup of names. We're on page 85, the bottom of the page, step 11, begins, suggests prayer and meditation. And it ends with some definite and valuable suggestions. So, good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Mo. Excuse me. Good morning, everybody who's on the line. It's a wonderful day today. So, my name is Diane B. I'm gratefully recovered here in the state of New York. And it says, step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. And I was taught that prayer is speaking to my higher power, and meditation is being quiet and listening for my higher power. And it says that we shouldn't be shy on this matter. I have to tell you, when I started in the rooms many years ago, I never told anybody about it. I didn't talk to anybody about my belief system. I didn't talk about what we do in the program. I never even told people I was in the program. And today, I don't have that feeling anymore. Now I feel very grateful that I'm in this program. I'm no longer ashamed of having a weight issue my entire life. I'm no longer ashamed of the way I was eating, partially because I don't eat that way anymore, which is kind of a good thing. But you know what? I do this work every day. And it says that we have to do it constantly. And constantly to me means all the time. So when I wake up in the morning, I do my prayers and I do meditate. And part of my 11-step prayer is, God, you know, please let me know what your will is for me today and grant me the power to carry it out, because that's what I need. I want to be useful. I want to be a person of love and tolerance, and I can't do that on my own. I need help with that, because that's definitely not my what I was born with. That's not my nature, so I need the help to do that. You know, it says constantly, and I'm one of those people who has an alarm set on my cell phone. Every 2 hours, give or take, my cell phone, the alarm goes off. It just reminds me to stop, pause a moment. You know, the pause, pray, and proceed. That's in this step. And so I do, and I give a little prayer to God, even if it's just help me, or God, I know you're there, or whatever, or God, guide me. I was at the OA birthday party in 2023, I believe it was, and one of the keynote speakers showed us that he had a tattoo on the inside of his arm that said, guide me. And I thought, that is just so amazing. And I never, ever thought I would ever get a tattoo. Never, ever. And so then I came home and I thought about it and I prayed about it and I talked to different people about it. And I ended up getting my first tattoo, which says, God, guide me. And I have a butterfly on it. And the butterfly has significance for me. But I can just put my arm up to my heart. It's on the inside of my left hand, my left arm. And I just have to put it up to my heart and just say, God, guide me. Or please, God, help me. Sometimes it's, Lord, have mercy, because I don't know whatever's going on at that moment. I definitely need help with it. So I lived in the South for a long time, so that was very popular down there. Anyway, so yeah, I have to work at this constantly. I have to do this all the time. And like we heard earlier, if I don't put that oxygen mask on, I can't help anybody else. And I do pray to be of service. So thanks for letting me share. And I'm up. Time's up and I pass.
Thank you very much, Diane B. from New York. And up next will be Linda G. And after Linda, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I'm Linda G. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic in Alabama. And thank everyone. I want to thank everyone who's giving service today so this meeting can take place. Step 11 was very meaningful to me this week. I had to go into prayer and meditation over a cardiac catheterization I was having, and I was so worried about it. The only way to handle it was to go do a step 11 on it, and I went into a prayer state all weekend over it. I found out Friday I was having it Monday morning, and Monday morning, I had the catheterization, and it showed almost complete blockage of my main artery. They said there was just enough room for a strand of spaghetti to get through, and they put in two stents and opened it up, and there was blockage in the two side arteries as well. And they put me on medication to dissolve that. And it'll take about 6 months. And I said a prayer of gratitude to God that he had caught me in time. And all I could think about was he must have something planned for me. And I have decided to go back to school to be a consultant to the medical community on helping people with eating disorders. And all I could think of is God must have had that planned for me, because it came to me in a moment of inspiration. And it must be something I'm meant to do, because he saved my life in order for me to be able to do it. This is a gift. My doctors received my medical plans from Spring Hill Hospital, and I had been trying to get them to get those plans for 3 months. And my husband finally got the plans to them on Friday. They were on Thursday, and they saw them on Friday and planned this procedure for me on Friday and got me in on Monday. And they got the results of the heart test I had taken, and between the two scheduled this procedure for me right away. I am just so grateful that everything happened the way it did, because it saved my life. And they told me that I had to continue taking this medication because if I didn't, the plaque would swell up again and I'd have a major heart attack and die. And thank you very much. And I am just so grateful to my higher power for saving my life. And I am grateful to be in this program because it taught me to turn to God with all my problems. And thank you for letting me share. And I pass.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Linda G. Prayer does work. Thank you. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we are on page 85, the third paragraph down. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation, and it ends with some definite and valuable suggestions. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Nancy L.J., California.
Nancy L.J.
Vanessa V.
Who was that? Who was after Nancy? Vanessa V. Gotcha, Vanessa.
Oh, Terry H.M.
Terry H.M.
Stephen G.
Stephen G.
Janice K.
Janice K. I think we better stop there. Janice K. Let's stop there. So I have Nancy L.J., Vanessa V., Sherry H.M., Stephen G., and Janice K. We might be able to get all to you. We'll see how it goes. Up first is Nancy L.J. Everyone else, please mute. Nancy, press star one.
Sorry about that. I'm talking away. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mo. And I'm Nancy L.J. in California. And I'm so grateful to be recovered. And just wanted to claim my seat. And what stands out to me with this paragraph is the gentleness of the wording. You know, this book is so gentle. So step 11 suggests. We suggest prayer and meditation. I would write something like, you better pray and meditate every day, twice a day. You know, we shouldn't be shy on this matter. So do it. Don't not do it. And then better men than we are using it constantly. You're not special, Nancy. You're not above this, you know. But the words, and it's just a reminder just to be gentle with myself and gentle with others, other fellows, gentle with the public, certainly my family, and particularly sponsees. You know, I can be, and sorry, those of you on the line that are a sponsee or two of mine, but I can be a little, you know I'm direct and I'm learning. Bear with me, I'm learning. I don't want to come on to you like a hammer. You know, I want to be gentle, like Bill W., authors of these books, you know, this book. But I'm a work in progress, you know, and but this is a great reminder today. And as far as prayer, I mean, I just got to say thank you to this program and my higher power and to you guys. And I recently had a devastating loss in the family, a brother-in-law that took his own life. And that day it happened and I found out about it. I was in so much shock. But something in me just went ahead and every little bit prayed the third step prayer. Or thy will be done. And I'll be honest, it wasn't particularly comforting. I was in so much shock. I just did it anyway. And I believe that I had that in me because I do this daily. I try to the best of my ability to live this program. And for times like that, I don't come up empty. You know, I got something to pull from in that well, you know, and I'm so grateful. so grateful for that. So with that, I'll pass. I'm Nancy LJ in California, and have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Nancy LJ in California. Up next is Vanessa V, followed by Sherry HM. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning. I'm Vanessa V. I am from Pennsylvania, but I'm in California. I'm a compulsive overeater. I think what is standing to me and a reflection that's been coming up is like this idea of like a higher power feels like outside of me and like very up there and unreachable. And so something I've been reflecting on is like calling it and feeling it as a deeper power. And because it can be so like heady. And so I think, you know, like they say, like the biggest journey or the biggest distance is from like the head to the heart. And so like letting it land like in my heart, feeling like warmth and like letting it fill like all the dark spots, like all the wounded spots, all the cold or angry or hurt spots. So like I'll do that like at night, just like lay there, put my hands on my heart and just feel the presence. And then in the morning, and then like yesterday I was practicing, like I had kind of a busy day and I was just like checking in with myself, like asking myself, like, how are you? Like just checking in, you know. And then I feel like, you know, with the prayer throughout the day, like asking also like, God, help me, inspire my thoughts. What would you like me to do, say? What does this person need to hear? How can I serve? And I heard like, you know, as an addict, like once a pickle, always a pickle, and we wake up like sour and bitter and with the disease. And so like the prayer and the meditation helps to just like get connected. Because the instinct is like to get right out of bed and check email and phone and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, how can I like live in these small little silent moments throughout the day and especially in the morning? It was like this power outside of me, like the, like I used to imagine it as the sun because I, you know, we revolve around the sun, and then now it's like something that's close to me. And so, yeah, thank you, help me, bless me, change me, change them, or change me, bless them, let go, let God. Like those are some sort of mantras, and then like that serenity prayer. Do I need to be right? Is this worth my sanity, my peace? So, yeah, just focusing on that inner peace, which is God, which is love, which is infinite, eternal. And so, yeah, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Vanessa V. I think you said California. Thank you very much. Up next is Sherry HM, followed by Stephen G. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry, press star one.
There we go.
There we go.
This is Sherry HM from Washington State. Thanks for your service, everybody on this line. For me, this is the most important thing in my day is to, you know, I do it actually first thing in the morning. I never miss a day because it's so important to me. My gosh, you know, my higher power, God is, gosh, it's the air that I breathe. I mean, it's so important. I just can't even imagine what it would be like trying to live without God's direction. So, and I know that really the abstinence is like the on-ramp to the freeway of being free of the food obsessions and compulsions and all that. So I'm just so grateful. And I also, you know, I need to pray throughout the day because my higher power says to pray about everything. And they're not self-centered prayers. I pray a lot for, you know, other people, other things. But it would be, to me, it would be like I can't survive on crumbs. And if I'm not, you know, hanging with my higher power every morning, then I feel like I'm trying to live off of crumbs. So that's just me. And I'm so very grateful for all of you. And I still make mistakes, of course, right? Not going to make stop making mistakes on 6 feet under. So yeah, one day at a time, so gratefully recovered, and thank you to everybody. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and I pass.
Hey, thank you, Sherry H.M. from Washington State. Up next is Stephen G. I don't think we're going to have time for you, Janice K. Come back tomorrow. Stephen.
Good morning. Thanks, Mo. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Can you still hear me?
Yes. Where are you calling from, Stephen?
Thanks. I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Okay, thank you.
So in the preceding chapters, we've learned that lack of power, that's our dilemma. And in steps 1 to 9, we've vigorously followed the instructions, which allowed us to clear the blockage from that power. And then in step 10, we've learned the mechanism for constantly unblocking ourselves when we get emotionally disturbed. And now we've come to the point, which is the whole purpose of this program, which is to have access to power, the so-called sunlight of the spirit. And this book is going to teach us how to do that. And it's going to give very specific instructions. It's going to give us 4 different areas where we're going to access this power at night before we retire, in the morning on a when we face indecision or when we're agitated or doubtful, which to me basically covers every problem I might actually have. And for many of us, I think, certainly for me, these are not intuitive. I rely on my own limited power, my own knowledge, my own intellect, my own limited abilities. And the book is telling me now to rely on infinite power, infinite love, infinite wisdom, and it's going to show me how to do that, but it takes effort on my part. And thankfully, the instructions are very, very specific, quite easy to follow, so long as I'm willing to do that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Stephen G. Well, Janice K., I can give you a minute and a half if you'd like to share quickly.
Okay, this is Janice K. I didn't expect that. I was, okay,
yeah,
here we go. Here we go. Prayer and meditation. 3 things I can tell you about prayer. Be persistent. Early, often, and late is a good way to say prayers. Be honest. Martin Luther's 2nd rule for effective prayer, don't lie to God. Be honest. 3rd, leave something behind. Typically what I leave behind, I hope, is a big chunk of self-will, because it gives God room to grow. What I can tell you about meditation, I learned it from someone recently myself. Praying without a period of silence to listen is like ringing God's doorbell and running away. I'm very good at running away, by the way, but I have also become diligent in meditation. And that's what I can tell you about prayer and meditation today. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much, Janice K. from Oregon. And thank you all for your shares this morning. Make sure you can hear me. Okay. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Alex K.
Is it possible to ask for somebody's phone number?
Not yet. Hang on there. We'll get that right after we close the meeting and stop the recording. So, well, I'll ask Alex Clay. I'll ask Alex K. to please read. Our book is a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass. for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.